DJC in 0TR. BU2T in 0TR. 0TR clear. Noble.
KB2HXS mobile, I think.
JKT mobile, go ahead.
Can I try it again, please?
W2JKT mobile, I'm going.
All right, you're kind of in the noise level. I'm down here in South Greer, 101, heading home.
Well, myself, just pulling out of the office here. I'm at kind of the bottom of a hill, so I'll probably get better in a minute.
Good.
Eric, who am I talking to?
It's Dave, KB2HXS. I think we spoke before.
I've been on the air for a little while, but yeah, maybe we have. I apologize, though. I don't remember.
Oh, that's okay. I don't take offense. I don't point fingers. I don't play the blame game.
No, it is what it is. So I haven't been on the repeater here in a long, long time. So just now I have a new commute now and have a little bit more opportunity to sit in the car and talk. So yeah, so how's it going, Dave?
It's going good, going good. Just got done with an install. Did a package unit or a gas pack down here for a friend of ours. And I'm heading home.
Hey, I work in an office and I'm just done. I'm really done because it was a long day. And have myself about an hour and a half here to drive home. So, definitely looking forward to being done at the office for the week. Working at home tomorrow and leading into a weekend. So, you in the HVAC business there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow, you have an hour and a half drive. Holy mackerel, where are you?
I'm at exit 27, and I live up in Shelby, North Carolina. So it's about 75 miles, but with traffic today, Google Maps is telling me it's going to be about an hour and a half. Usually it's about an hour and 15. But, you know, traffic going north is always a crapshoot on 85.
So you're down there, you're south of Anderson, where your office is, right?
Yeah, the main Anderson exit, it's exit 27. I think the main Anderson is 21. But, yeah, it's the Ryobi office building here on 27.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's Ryobi and Rigid, right?
Brands. We do a whole, you know, we do the heart at Walmart too, and then a whole bunch of other stuff. But yeah, it's our big distribution center, and then I work in the new office building we just built a couple years ago. We do a lot of our engineering and design here as well. So I'm in the electrical engineering group, manage a small team in there. So yeah, it's fun stuff. I like it.
Oh yeah, I can't go down there. If I go down there, I'll buy a bunch of tools. My wife will be mad at me.
Not a good employee discount as much money as I spend there.
Hey, yeah. Man, maybe I should get a job there.
You know, I do get a lot of free tools, too, so that's always good.
Hey, Rigid tools. I've got the impacts and the drills and got a pretty good selection of Rigid. And you got that storefront down here on Woodruff Road that I normally go and get my tools there, too.
There, and we've got the store. We've also got a store right off of exit 27 next to the plant, so it's right off the exit. So that's kind of convenient for us. You know, I drive by it every day on the way home. I'm like, I gotta stop and spend some money.
That's kind of my problem, too. I'm kind of glad Guitar Center is as far away as what it is.
Another vice of mine, I got a couple of nice acoustics at home, and I try not to spend money on that when I can because that can get pretty big pretty fast.
Yeah. I know. Anyway, I gotta duck out here. I gotta swing in and get a little petrol, with some liquid gold for the vehicle. I'll catch up with you in a little bit if you're still on here.
We're a little over an hour to go, so I should be around. This is W2JKT listening.
All right, and refresh me with your first name again.
And you were Dave, right?
That's right. Yes. All right, Eric. I'll chat with you in a little bit.
Dave, KO4HKX. Hey again, Eric.
Yes, hey man. Remind me your name again.
Patrick.
I remember these ones one day I'll be able to associate the names and call signs, but yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Pulling into my last stop for today, so be done a little early.
Just hopped on the freeway. I'm at 32 now, headed north. Got a little bit of ways to get home. Google Maps is telling me that there's some traffic ahead, so it'll be a little bit longer drive today.
That's the problem with making that drive every day is the traffic.
Every day, just to make sure I can stay ahead of it. I tried leaving at 4 one time, and it did not end well for me.
That time of day, it's already starting to pick up out there.
I get past Pelham Road by like 3:30, I'm going to sit in some traffic.
I avoid 85. I'll get on the surface streets and just go around. It takes longer, but it's more consistent.
And, when I lived in Seneca and I was driving to Shelby to visit the YL all the time, sometimes I would just get on, out of Seneca, I'd go over to Highway 11 and take that over to 25 and up to 26 and then over to 74 and take 74 east into Shelby. And with no traffic, that only added about 10 minutes to the trip. But if there was traffic on 85, it was actually faster.
What you mean? That's how I go to Shelby. Is I come down 26, hit 74. You are correct.
Sometimes on weekends, it's not far to DuPont State Forest, and there's some good restaurants there in Brevard that we like, and it's just a cool town to walk through. So we go there once in a while. There's a I think it's a Hampton up there that we usually stay in.
Is the one there right on Main Street in town. But I'm going to have to hop off. I'm on my next stop, so 73.
This is W2JKT listening.
HXS back in here.
Yeah, do me a favor. Give me your call phonetically real quick.
Kilowatt Bravo number 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra, KB2HXS. Mobile coming into GER.
Hopefully I'll remember that. That was a quick gas stop. Your vehicle must not be very thirsty.
There was nobody at the pump. I rolled in, rolled out. Didn't need a men's room run, and I'm be home in about probably 10 minutes or so.
My truck here holds 50, so if I run it too dry, it takes a while. But hey, I'm curious, where is your 2 call from?
It's from Long Island. Oi.
Grew up in, I lived in Manhattan until I was about 8, and then we moved up to New Paltz when I was 8 or 9, and I finished out high school there. So I got my ticket in 8th grade, or 7th grade, I think. I can't remember. Over in New Paltz, my math teacher had a radio in the back of the room, and I got curious about it. So, I got my 2 call up in New Paltz, and I'm familiar with Long Island. Good wine out there.
Up on the island, actually in Suffolk County. So I was about probably like 40 miles or so to the city, and moved down to Florida 20 years ago. I got my license back in the 80s, 87, 88. I can't remember what year I got it, but I've had my license since then, and it served me well.
Got my license in 1987. I guess that would have put me in 7th grade. It's great. I've loved the hobby. I've been in and out of it a few times. Recently, I've been more out of it, but looking to get back into it. In my old house, I recently moved, and in my old house, I had antennas everywhere because I had some acreage, and I just moved into my new house, and I'll be a little bit more limited because my lot size is a lot smaller. So I'll probably just go with like a 6-speed TV vertical or some kind of compact HF. I had 4 dipoles up at the old place, but definitely not doing that at the new place. But just hoping to get back into it a little bit more and spend some more time with it. My YL kids are interested in ham, so I'm hoping that at least the older one will take it a little seriously.
I think I was 26 or 27, something like that, when I got my license. and I'm not a big HF guy, although I do have an HF rig at the house set up. I got an older Kenwood TS-450. It's got the built-in antenna tuner, and right now I got a vertical up. I got one of those Comet CH250Bs, which is vertical, and I'm going to be ordering an off-center fed 10-80 antenna, wire antenna by Maxcon. It was suggested by my friend Steve on here, KN4VWA. He told me to get one of those, and it should serve me well. So I'm waiting to order that and get that up.
This is an OCFD. I fell in love with them several years ago, and I built them all custom now, because now that I understand how they work. But yeah, they're a great antenna for multiband with no traps or anything. If you get the ratios right, and if you build the right topology, there are a couple of different ones you can get. I don't know about the one that you're buying, but if the one you're buying uses a voltage balun with a vertical radiating piece and a choke at the bottom, you can actually set those up to get like 80 through 10 with all the work bands if you get your ratios just right. So yeah, they're definitely fun to play with. They take a little doing to get set up properly, and they're very sensitive to height over ground. But if you get it set up right, you can have a great antenna that'll cover all the HF bands, with the exception of like 60, 30, and 15. And I just built a separate OCFD for those three bands.
Well, this one is supposed to cover 80 to 10. Excuse me. It's got a 4-to-1 balun, and they suggest putting the balun height no lower than 30 feet off the ground, and then set it up as an inverted V. And that should serve me pretty well. I had a dual band with dual band inverted V, a 20 meter 40 meter dual bander that had traps on it down in Florida, and it worked pretty well. Worked pretty well with the radio.
I think you can play with your 4-to-1 balun. That's probably a voltage balun if it's 4-to-1. Then if you connect to it with some coax. And just hang it from the balun at about 5 feet off the ground. Just put a 1-to-1 choke balun there at the bottom of that. What'll end up happening is, A, it'll keep all the common mode off of your radio in your shack, and B, that vertical piece of coax between the choke balun and the 4-to-1 will act as a vertical radiating element. It'll widen the bandwidth of the dipole and the band that it works, and it'll give you a lower angle of radiation. So that's a neat trick that I like to play with OCFDs, and it really does make a difference, especially on the lower bands. So something worth trying.
Well, I think I have to talk to you a little bit more about that, because I know the old trick was to wind, and I was talking to one of the other guys the other day, where you take some of the coax, you wind like 6 winds, approximately 8-inch rounds, to make your choke at the bottom of the balun.
But I like to use, if you go to Balun Designs, that company, they make a 1-to-1 choke that's specifically for OCFDs, and they make them in 2 different band ranges, and the impedance can be close to like 20 k-ohms, which is amazing for a choke, and it really does keep all that stuff out of your shack. Because the first time I tried an OCFD, I had so much RF in the shack that my USB keyboard would register false keystrokes every time I transmitted on certain low bands. And when I went with the Balun Designs high impedance common mode chokes at the bottom of my OCFDs, that problem completely went away.
I'll talk to you once I get my antenna. Okay. Okay, well, the antenna I'm looking on getting, it's the 5K80, which has got a little bit higher dB gain, because it'll handle, I think, 5,000 watts on 50% duty cycle, and then 2,000 watts on 100% duty cycle. But it's got a little higher gain. I don't know why, but probably because there's a thicker wire or whatever. But, yeah, I need to talk to you a little bit more about that. I'm going to try and order that this week.
Take my call sign at some point if you got something to write with, Whiskey 2 Juliet Kilo Tango, and I can give it to you again, whatever. But yeah, feel free to, my email address on QRZ is good. Feel free to drop me a line, but I'll give you another word of caution about the power ratings. So the power ratings of an OCFD can be kind of misleading. The power ratings definitely assume a good match, a good impedance match at the frequency you're operating at. If your SWR starts to get a little higher, because an OCFD is a trade-off, you will definitely arc in your balun at higher power output. So I've had that issue with mine. My ACOM amplifier definitely complains when I'm running an OCFD and I'm in a, an SWR over about 2-to-1, because you can start to get arcing in the balun. So just be careful with that.
Well, I have no desire to buy a big amp at this point, but I want the capabilities, unless, in case I do one day, maybe, get a kilowatt amp or a 700-watt amp or something, and don't really want to run much more than that. I'm okay with that.
Problems, but you're running the higher powers into these voltage balance, you can definitely run into some arcing issues, especially as the SWR climbs. I mean, you can use a tuner to match it to your radio, but that definitely won't change the impedance looking to the antenna, and you can still get arcing there. And if your amplifier has arc detection, it will go off for sure.
I believe the OCFs are supposed to be pretty flat across the band, and I've got the antenna tuner built into my radio, the TS450. It's got it built in, so I don't really run more than 100 watts. I just want to get as clean antenna as I can, as clean as a setup as I can get.
Problem with arcing that at 100 watts, but just something to think about later if you decide to go QRO. I've definitely discovered that there's a reason they have the power limits for amateur radios, because once you start running some power, power, you definitely get more issues that take a little bit of doing to deal with.
Okay, listen, Eric, I'm pulling into the driveway here. I'm gonna go around back of the house and set this trailer up. You have a good ride home, and you have my calls, KB2HXS. I'm good on QRZ. My email should be there. It's DaveTheSoundMan@yahoo.com.
I don't have anything to write with here in the truck, but I'll try to remember that. And if you can remember W2JKT, feel free to look me up as well. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you a little bit down the line. This is W2JKT Mobile.
Very good, Eric. Have a good afternoon, KB2HXS.
JKT Mobile. Go ahead.
JKT and 0TR. The name here is Tom. I'm located near Greer and just been up to the Ingalls store here to get some mass consumables. How's your day?
This is Eric. Pleasure to meet you. My day's going fine. Got out of work a little while ago, just cruising up 85 toward the hometown of Shelby. Not much to report except just a lot of traffic on 85.
Unfortunately, I was listening to Fox News this morning, and it was stopped up pretty good this morning up there north towards Spartanburg with accidents. They seem like they have them there every day. I don't envy you. I've been down here almost 13 years now, I guess it is, and I just stay away from that like I do Woodruff Road.
I'm just passing exit 51, the infamous exit 51, as we speak. So, yeah, Woodruff Road is a mess, always.
Yeah, live off of Pelham in the south part of Greer. Boy, there's a dead burn lawnmower going down here, and he's throwing up more dust than Carter's got little liver pills. Running along where the old peach farm used to be up here on 101. Yeah, I heard you talking to Dave there a while ago. He's a really nice fella. I never met him personally, but I've talked to him quite a bit. But we were about to get off or get out of the car at Ingalls, and well, we went and got some shrimp and some stuff for vegetable soup and that, and the wife's making homemade chili for supper tonight, so I can't wait to get back home. She's here with me. She's been with me 54 years, Eric.
I've done 54 years. That's definitely an accomplishment, especially these days. My folks have been together for about the same, I think. They were married in 67. So they're pushing 50, I guess 55 this year. So yeah, definitely congratulations to you on that.
It's the best thing I ever done. But it's been a long road to hoe, but means I'm only 47 years old and dyslexic, I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing pretty good. So my YL, we got together about a year ago, and she's got a couple of kids, 7 and 13, and hang on, I got some traffic flowing here. Focus on what was going on here. They're interested in him and looking to get, them involved in it. And, we certainly haven't been together 54 years, but I'm hoping we can be. So if I make it that long, we'll see.
You'll make it. I'm 74, and they told Bernice that not to marry me when I was 19 and she was 18 and I was headed to Vietnam. I said, he won't live that long, but I fooled him.
I got a ways to go till there, but I've never been in a war and hope I never have to be. Good that you made it through and that you've got 54 years of happiness to show for it.
Like I tell people, I've never seen a good war yet. It's terrible. But, oh boy, it's a beautiful day, and I just had to go to a doctor's appointment this morning and got some good news, and that's what counts. And I'm going to go back home, and I think I'll go out and check on the girls. We adopted 15 girls, and they keep me busy.
It sounds like you've got your work cut out for you. That's a lot of people to take care of. Is that all at once, or is that just over time?
Well, it's not at two different times, and they're all hens, Eric.
Different then, isn't it?
Oh, no, they're still girls, and they're still fickle. But they do lay eggs, so you can't beat it.
At least you get something to show for it, right?
They said she got 5 this morning. I was at the doctor's office, so I usually go out and get them and feed them, and she helps me with them. And it was her idea, so I can blame her for it, but we enjoy them. It's more or less a hobby, and... But I did get you there, that's one. I told you I adopted him. I'm not that crazy.
That'd be pretty good. That was not something I expected.
Well, when you get to be my age, and you slip a little. I have a rare disease. I don't know if you ever heard of it or not, Eric. It's called HEE.
Heard of that. What is it?
That's 2, Eric.
All right, I'm just going to put the mic down now and never talk again.
Bernice is laughing here, too. You know, when I told my doctor I had that, if I had any problems, I said, well, I got the rare disease, HEE, and I never heard of that. Went right over his head.
Yeah, for sure.
But it catches up to all of us, and it's more contagious than COVID, Eric.
Yes. I don't know. A lot of people are getting COVID again, though, but probably not as many as that one.
NKO4NUE got it the other day, and he's built like Charles Atlas. You know, he's a big guy and strong, retired sergeant major, and... it really knocked him down and just scared us to death because he's a really nice fellow. I don't know if you ever met him on the radio here, but he's on quite a bit and does a whole lot for amateur radio. But I haven't seen him in a little while, but he's over it now, thank God. Our granddaughter got it last week, She was starting her first week at of this semester at Ohio University. Ohio State, isn't it, Bernice? And that wasn't the best thing to start. I think this is her second semester there, Eric. This is Gerald T.R.
KT. Yeah, you know, COVID doesn't really care how big and strong you are. The first time I had it, it was bad. I mean, it knocked me out 3 or 4 days. I just could not get out of bed. And then I got it again about a month ago, and it wasn't bad at all. I guess I just had some immunity or something, but I had it, and I had the sniffles for a couple of days, and I was tired for a day and a half. But the second time was not nearly as bad as the first time. But I still hope I don't get it again, because, gosh, it's just, you know, getting sick is the worst anyway, and I hate missing work, and I hate having to stay in bed, hate not being able to do anything. So, you know, hopefully second time is enough.
You're right about that, Eric. Well, we've been vaccinated 4 times, and Chad had had his vaccines too, but he still got it. But there's a new one coming out next week for the Omicron 4 and 5, which is much more contagious, they say. So we're going to get that. And I don't know whether it works or not after Chad got it and he was vaccinated, and I've heard a lot of people did. But I think what it does is keep you from dying, and especially at my age, it might help, and in the wife's age. So we get them, and I don't know. I just thought, from what I was told by my nephew, who's a medical scientist for about 40 years now or so, that there's no doubt about it being good, so that's good enough for me. So we take them anyways and just pray that we don't get it. We got to go to a football game here tomorrow night or afternoon. I don't know. I have to look at the schedule. And I'm not wild about going into crowds now at all. Our daughter down here went to a rock, I don't know if you call it a rock concert, a concert last night. It's just not my kind of music, put it that way. Yeah, but I'm older. Eric, I better let you go. We just pulled in the driveway. Pleasure's all mine, sir. Nice to meet you. And you only got one strike left. I got you 2 out of 3 there, so you drive safely. That's all I can tell you. This is N0TR. This is 73, sir. Be clear with your final.
All right, back at you. It's a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to take a moment here myself to go QRT for a bit and make a couple phone calls. So we'll catch you down the road. Have a great day. This is W2JKT.